Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man? Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the baby, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Welcome to another Parents Culture Parent Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And tonight, parents, I guarantee you, we're going to bring you some information that you haven't had and probably won't get from anywhere else. So you got to listen to this show. This show is a most important show for you. But hey, as always, I'm not going to start my show without giving my props to my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith Wright, give it to us one time.
The game had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then people all would do the same. I can't complain. The situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Once again, that was my man, Keith Wright. Keith Wright playing that basketball, shooting that round ball up there at the University of Harvard. I did say the University of Harvard. Keith Wright put that piece together for me in about 2.5 days. I think the biggest part he got out of that whole spiel was he's making smart cool. Once again, he's making smart cool. So I seem like I'm getting calls from everywhere. I got a whole bunch of calls on the line, so this should be a good show there, fellas. This should be a good show, and definitely going to be some informative information for the parents. Parents, before we get on to bringing on our special guest this evening, just want to remind you, you have the Trenches Football Camp that's going the 17th of July at Tallwood High School in Virginia Beach, Virginia. The Trenches Football Camp going 17th July, Tallwood High School, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Also, you have a 3-on-3 live national qualifier soccer tournament, and that's also on the 17th of July. That's in Chesapeake, Virginia, for youth ages 8 through 19. Point of contact is Mr. Bob Blackburn. Bob didn't leave any contact information or number or email address, so therefore, if you need to reach out to Bob, I think I can track him down. You can shoot me an email at pcphr@AOL.com. I'll say that again, pcphr@AOL.com. And callers, if you want to call in and join in on the conversation or you have a few questions for my guest today, I can give you the call-in number. The call-in number is 646-929-2416. The call-in number is 646-929-2416. I haven't seen my co-host called in to give us an update on the local sports, so we're going to move right along and be ready to bring in our special guest after my first commercial.
Dreamed of playing in college, then Woods Recruiting has the answer for you. Exposure is the key to being recruited. If they don't know about you, then they can't recruit you. Woods Recruiting will develop a college recruiting plan to fit your needs of gaining exposure to college coaches. Since 1989, Woods Recruiting has helped thousands of high school athletes get recruited and placed in college. Visit our website at woodsrecruiting.com. Woodsrecruiting.com. See for yourself.
Welcome.
Okay. That's Woods Recruiting. That's www.woodsrecruiting.com. www.woodsrecruiting.com. Hey, I'm not going to hold this thing off much longer. I'm going to go ahead and bring in our special guests. Our special guests, I've known these gentlemen for quite some time, and trust me, every time I have a chance to sit down and talk to them, I get an education on the recruiting process and what's going on in the world of youth sports and athletics, especially around the area of NCAA basketball. So I'm going to bring my two guests up, and hopefully they're still on the line with us. Mr. Greg Turner, are you still with us?
Yes, sir. I'm with you.
Okay, okay. And Mr. Duke Pryor, are you still on the line?
Yes, sir. I'm with you, sir.
Oh, my goodness. That's a good thing. We got both gentlemen up at the same time. Our dog going to have some technical difficulty there, gentlemen. Dog going to have some technical difficulty. Hey, let's start out with Greg. Greg, just give us a little background on yourself, and then we'll go to you there, Duke.
Well, currently I'm the Associate Director of Programming at iHoops. iHoops, which is the joint initiative between the NCAA and the NBA, and I've been in that position a little over a year. Prior to that, I worked with Duke, and we're both together, but I worked with Duke for the last 8 years at the NCAA, and we worked in education department there, running a program called First Team, a basketball mentoring program for some of the nation's top elite high school basketball prospects. And then prior to that, man, I've been in intercollegiate athletics for quite a while. So I worked in a Division I conference office for about 8 years. And prior to that, you know, did a little coaching on the college level. Was smart enough to get out of the coaching profession. And a little background on myself there. And I played college basketball at Auburn University many years ago. So,
okay.
That's the background.
Oh, many years ago. Yeah, I see you put that on there. You didn't call off no date. You threw it in there many years ago.
Well,
that's all right. That's okay. Hey, okay. We'll let you get away with that many years ago.
All right.
We'll narrow that thing down. Hey, Duke, you still on the line with us, sir?
Yes, sir. I'd just like to say Duke Pryor here. Greg has mentioned a little bit about my background. I used to work with the NCAA as well with the First Team Mentoring Program. I started there as an intern fresh out of college and kind of worked my way up through the ranks a little bit. And now I am the Assistant Director of Programs with iHoops, responsibilities of First Team Program. Also, you can catch my blog on the website as well, Duke's Diary. And a little bit about me, I played college basketball at Marion College, a small liberal arts school here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Interesting journey that I had to take along the basketball route, so my story's a little different than Mr. Turner's, but ironically, we both ended up still doing what we love to do, and that's teaching and helping young men about the game of basketball and about the game of life. So that's a little bit about myself, and back to you, Mr. Scott.
Hey, I thank you, but hey, if you notice there, parents, we definitely got some key folks on here to share some information with you this evening. Without a doubt, they're taking time out of their busy schedule to come on and share some information with us. And we definitely thank you there, Mr. Pryor and Mr. Turner, for coming on and sharing this information with us. Hey, both of you kept talking about first team. You know, a lot of parents are not familiar with the first team. Well, actually with the first team concept or what first team is all about. Can one of you give us some insight on what first team is all about?
Well, I'll since I have Duke by a few years, I think I'll go first and jump in and give you a little background. But the first NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Issues Committee. That committee got together, and they were concerned about the information and the misinformation that young prospective student athletes were receiving, and they wanted to come up with some type of program to be able to help these young men that are out there. And so the first thing they did was, just like most committees, they came up with a subcommittee, and that subcommittee was charged with coming up with some type of educational program. And then they went, after they thought about it, they said, well, the only thing that we really can do is educate kids, because, you know, knowledge is power. You know, you can't be with kids 24/7. Kids have a lot of different people interacting in and out of their lives. So the best thing we can do is give them the information and let them become critical thinkers and decision makers for themselves. So they came up with this program. They didn't even have a name for it. It was called a Blue Chip Program, and this was around 1998. So they put the money in the budget to have it, and it wasn't until 2001 that they hired a young lady by the name of Ann Little, Mr. Scott, who you know. And Ann Little became the director of the program, and she kind of gave it the name First Team. And so it took off from there, and myself and Duke were one of our first hires. And so we've been doing the program for going into its ninth year, basically. And so the basic premise of the program, and I'll let Duke kind of take it from here, of how we get kids in the program, but the basic premise is to help these young men navigate the recruiting process and initial eligibility and all of those things that they need that's required of them if they're going to play basketball. And this was really geared towards the Division I level, but the same applies for Division II as well. So there are some standards. There are some things that you must have and you must need if you, in fact, that you're going to play Division I basketball or any sport for that matter. So, Duke, I'll let you kind of fill in the gap from there.
Okay. Hey, let me slide in here real quick. And you just brought something to light that I wasn't aware of, that Miss Little is the mother of the First Team program. Oh, my. I didn't know that. Oh, yeah. She gave birth to the name First Team program. Hey, that's a wonderful thing to know. And now I got something else to talk to her about the next time I hear from her. But before Duke comes on, let me give out that call-in number one more time. Callers, if you're interested, you're listening through the internet, and you want to call in and have a question for these gentlemen, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. And once you get on the line, you have a question, hit that number one key, and that'll raise your hand. I'll see that here on my board, on my switchboard, and we can bring you up. Go ahead, Duke. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, no problem. Well, the First Team mentoring program, the premise is young men are selected and identified, and we came up with the word select and identified so we wouldn't say we were scouting young men. We look at the young men in the eighth grade going into their ninth grade year of high school, and we also look at young freshmen as well going into their sophomore year of high school. The young men are selected through a selection process. We also have a committee in which we have young men, and once we go out throughout the spring and throughout the high school and non-scholastic basketball season, as you would say, spring basketball or summer basketball, which where most of the identification takes place amongst myself, Mr. Turner. We have three other coworkers who go out and select and identify the young men as well, Shelly Keel, Neil Doherty, and Jason Singleton. So it's like a five-man crew in which we often weekends are taken up traveling all over the country, trying to scour the country and find the some of the most talented or quote-unquote elite young men to come and join our mentoring program. The mentoring program is a free program. It's all funded through our budget at iHoops. So young men come into the program once they enter into their freshman year, considering the young men remain the requirements that we have, they stay in the program until they graduate high school. It's a mentoring aspect in which it's not all about basketball. We talk to the young men about life. We talk to them about health and physical fitness and just everyday things that go on in which they may not want to discuss with their parents, or they may not want to discuss with their teacher or their coach or their good friend. We're another resource, another ear. We're not trying to replace a parent, coach, or friend. We're just trying to be another voice and another resource for the young men that are in the program. We do have an annual conference every year, which takes place, ironically, the second weekend in August. And we kind of picked that date because it used to be the only date that the young men had a break and rest before they went back to school. No college coaches are allowed to attend our summer conference. Parents are allowed to attend, but they only could come to our senior night banquet because we set the sessions up so the young men could be in there and be able to be with their peers. And maybe they'll talk about some things that they may not talk about with their parents in the room. But they also get a handbook. They get a notebook in which they can take home. It's probably about 4 or 5 inches thick with plenty of information. And also the young men are in a classroom setting throughout the weekend. They're there for 3.5 days. We only play basketball for maybe like 3.5 hours because we're not there to play basketball. We're there to educate the young men about the recruiting process. So they're there getting information on recruiting, life skills, health, physical fitness, and education as well. So they can't be excused from school for this program or for this event. And it's just a great event. It's a party with a purpose, as Mr. Turner always says. The young men come there thinking that they're at a basketball camp. And before they leave, they understand they're not at a camp. And it's ironic that they have fun learning and being in the classroom. I don't know if they have that much fun at school, but if you make learning fun and education fun, then the kids get a lot of it and they learn something. We've had a plethora of kids go through the program. I believe, Mr. Turner, if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, 11 in the NBA. I want to say 21 All-American.
Yeah, 11 first-round draft choices,
Correct. So, in a nutshell, that's a little bit about the program. If I left anything out, Mr. Turner, please cover me up. And but that's a little bit about the program in a nutshell. And I like to say, you know, I'm blessed to just work around young kids like that for the past 8 years since I finished college and everything. And it keeps me young, and it's fun, and it's good to see kids grow. So we essentially grow up with the kids going from high school until they enter college. Believe it or not, the ones that have graduated college now, which our first class just graduated college this past year, they're still calling us. They're still talking to us, and we're still mentoring. So we just develop relationships with the young men, and they understand the vested interest we have is not about sports. So they understand we don't want anything from them but to succeed and to help them reach their goals and their dreams as far as sports, whether it be basketball. Some of them play professional football and some of them play professional baseball. So ironically, not every kid makes it in basketball from the eighth grade. So I like to say it's a blessing and honor to do what I do.
Okay. We definitely thank you for that part. Now, just a few questions that I have. Well, how many young men do you select each year?
Well, that number varies, Mr. Scott. It's on the average for the last few years, we've brought in anywhere from 35 to 60 kids has been the high number, and 35 may be the low. This year, we've brought in even a smaller number, as it's being even more competitive to be selected within the program. As Duke mentioned, we do have an application process, and we do have a selection committee. So it's not that we identify the kids, true enough, but they do have to go through a process. And so it is not arbitrarily something that we do, but we bring the candidates to the table, and they fill out the application, and it's a application they have to complete. It's an essay they have to write, and recommendations. We look at recommendations from not only their scholastic coaches, their non-scholastic coaches, and we look at everything. The kid has to be at least a C student. Some people have kind of told us that's too low, but we don't want to eliminate some kids from the program that may, in fact, benefit from the program. So if you can maintain at least a C average, and then we look at some other things too. I mean, we look at how a young man carries himself. We find out about the behavioral patterns and those type of things. And so we look at a little bit of everything.
All right. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking that as I was listening to you talk, and you're sharing all this good information with us, but I haven't heard how you say you go through a they go through a selection process, and you
right.
go out and you evaluate the students. How are they brought to your attention? In other words, if I had a young man and I was trying to get him involved in this program, how would I get that young man brought to your attention for you to evaluate him? Could somebody share that with me?
Yeah, well, Duke, I'm going to let you answer that one, but before you do, I want your audience to know that we've been, Mr. Scott said earlier at the top of the show, that he's been knowing us a long time, and obviously that's reciprocal, and this young man does an outstanding job with his parents, coaching parents program, and he's on the cutting edge, and he's been doing this a while, and he's even recommended some kids. I don't want to put him on the spot to us, but that's part of that process. We do get recommendations from individuals, and we do have recommendation forms that we send out. And Duke, you could talk a little more about that.
Yeah, we have recommendation forms that we send out to either scholastic coaches, non-scholastic coaches, parents, or just people like Mr. Scott, who knows a young man that may have some exceptional talent and feel like he may be capable of being in the program. Ironically, but believe it or not, there's a lot of research put in to find out about a young man if he's good or not. We do requests from scouting services, and we cross-reference a lot of names, and we're not saying that scouting services know everything, but we cross-reference names on scouting services, and if we see your name, you know, maybe 10 times and you're in the top five, then we kind of figure this kid may be pretty good. And so we take it upon ourselves to go out and see if that young man can really play up to the potential that they say that he is. And we also, while we're out in the non-scholastic events, we find players that are not on the scouting services radar, and we like to think that we know basketball well enough to select a young man and try to bring him in the program and believe that he can be a Division I player. So we take recommendations, people that we just know, and also people see us out when we're at tournaments or at events, and they see the first team program. So the brand is kind of building a platform, and people just talk to us, and just word of mouth, and it's just a thing that we've been going through and just trying to find the best kid possible to join the program. So recommendations, and then we'll mail out a application form, as Mr. Turner said, to the young man. We don't send out thousands of applications. We kind of pinpoint the kids that we want to send one to. And then once we go over your recommendation form and talk to your coach or whoever we may do the background check with, that's how young men can get into the program. So as we go through the selection process, you mail the letter, you mail the application. It's up to you if you turn it in and send it back if you want to be a part of something that's free like that. Once again, it's just people like Mr. Scott who talk to us about kids that we may not know about. As I said, it's only five of us trying to cover the entire country of the United States of America. So it's pretty hard, but we tend to get the task done and everything. So that's ways that young men can come into the program.
And I have to say, these gentlemen are doing a fantastic job, fantastic job. It seems like every time I turn around, one of them somewhere out there on the country, out there on the circuit, catching one of the games somewhere, or I hear about, yeah, I ran into so-and-so, and he's with the first team program, I'm looking at the blog, and we're going to talk about your blog in a minute, dude. We ain't letting you off the hook on that one. reading the blog, and he's getting on the plane, or he's in the airport and get ready to go to another tournament, or he's out of the country. And the first thing I asked Mr. Turner when I seen him last month, I said, okay, well, where's the rest of the team? Well, he started naming them off. Jason's here, Duke's here. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, hey, these guys never get no rest. So they're constantly on the road and out there checking out our young men. I also wish that there was a similar program for football, and as well as a program for young ladies. I don't know if the young ladies have some of the difficulty that the young men have, but definitely this program, being a strong mentoring program, probably one of the strongest mentoring programs in the country. You know, we can talk about 1 million mentors. We can talk about everything else around there. But if you ain't talking about the now, I believe it's, correct me if I'm wrong there, gentlemen, iHoops first team program, then you missed out on something when you start talking about mentoring, because these gentlemen do a fine job. And trust me, they're not the only ones that's doing it. You know, you hear about the five-man team, but that five-man team multiplies when it's time to get down to work. You had something I was going to say?
You're right. Well, Mr. Scott, I was just going to interject that a first team for girls is on the way. And I know all of our parents that may be listening out there, and especially those that are involved in sports for young ladies, you know, you always hear that. Well, why do they always say it's coming or it's around the corner? But it is. I mean, this program originated out of the Division I Men's Basketball Issues Committee and their budget. And, you know, they identified a problem. They wanted to solve it. So we have offered this same concept. We've outlined it. We've done everything to the Women's Basketball Coaches Association and the Women's Basketball at the NCAA. And they have it. You know, they have the plans. They have everything for it. But it's just a matter of, as is always, money. But iHoops first team, we definitely have it in the books. And I don't want to go out on a limb and say a date, Duke, but I believe our CEO said by maybe before 2012 that we should have an iHoops for girls, for young girls. Because, Mr. Scott, there are some similar issues out there. I can't say that it is exactly like the boys, because it's different issues. I mean, different issues. Obviously, young females involved with sport, man. You have the sexual orientation, man, differences. You know, you hear so many different things, and so they do have their sets of issues out there, man. Physically, you know, how much a young woman should practice, and all of those different types of things. And then, you know, because I mentioned recruiting, I mean, that's one of the big things you hear now in college basketball, where some coaches are using sexual orientation as an advantage or a disadvantage in terms of recruiting young girls. You know, telling young girls, you don't want to play for this coach, you know, because this coach has this or on his team, or this is allowed on the team. So you have a lot of different issues. So you could cookie cut, you know, the iHoops first team that we have for boys and do it exactly like that for girls. There's a whole lot of other issues that have to be addressed. And we will, hopefully. I don't know if Duke and I will be hopefully we could be alive and well, and they had worked us to death before that moment, but it's coming to fruition. It will happen.
Okay. All right. But, you know, you keep bringing them back around to where we initially wanted to go and start talking about that iHoops and getting a little bit more insight on iHoops, the concept behind iHoops, the mission behind iHoops. And where did iHoops come from? We're going to come back after that commercial, and let's talk a little bit about iHoops.
Dreamed of Planet College, then Woods Recruiting has the answer for you. Exposure is the key to being recruited. If they don't know about you, then they can't recruit you. Woods Recruiting will develop a college recruiting plan to fit your needs of gaining exposure to college coaches. Since 1989, Woods Recruiting has helped thousands of high school athletes get recruited and placed in college. Visit our website at woodsrecruiting.com. Woodsrecruiting.com. See for yourself.
Welcome.
That's right. Woodsrecruiting.com. And I keep playing that for a sole reason. There is another young man that's on the circuit there, and he also does a free recruiting program for athletes, and that's Woods Recruiting. I did say it free, F-R-E-E, program for athletes, okay? So it's not all these other high-speed programs where you're paying these thousands of dollars and going out here and, you know, getting the best out of your buck there. This is a free program, and trust me, he's putting kids into college. That's the Woods Recruiting program. That's www.woodsrecruiting.com. Again, callers, if you want to call in and have a conversation with our two special guests, Mr. Greg Turner and Mr. Duke Pryor, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. 1-6. I said that real slow in case you had to write that down instead of trying to dial it. So go ahead and give us a call if you have a question for our special guest today. Hey, and then once you get on the line and you have a question, you hit that number 1 key there on your phone. That'll put your hand up on my switchboard. I know that you have a question, and we can move on from there. All right, let's talk about iHoops. iHoops. I keep hearing that term, and oftentimes I'll be the first one to tell you. Had I not met you gentlemen some years ago, a couple years ago, and they started talking about the concept of iHoops, I wouldn't have a clue what you're talking about. So somebody give us some insight on iHoops.
iHoops is a joint initiative, a youth basketball initiative between the NBA and the NCAA. That in and of itself is something to talk about, because that's a historic partnership between two entities that are about as far away as we are right now from you, Mr. Scott, being in Virginia, and us in Indianapolis. But both of those entities, they came together, and you probably have to thank the late Dr. Miles Brand, the president of the NCAA, and David Stern for having the wherewithal to come together and try to come to neutral ground and just understand that there are some problems in youth basketball. We're not saying that everything about youth basketball is wrong, or we're not saying that people are out there that everybody's doing something that's bad or wrong. There's some great people out there who've been doing great jobs for years. But I think it's something that we can do to enhance what's going on in youth basketball. Why not come up with some programs that will enhance coaching, improve officiating, improve the fundamentals of the game, improve how the game is played, how promoters and event people, how they operate a tournament. You know, come up with some type of standards and let everybody buy into it. And so this concept was probably, what, Duke, two years ago on the, yep. And so they put their money where their mouths were, and the NBA and the NCAA put up the money to put together, and they made it an LLC. So iHoops is a limited liability corporation. Right now it is under the status of a for-profit organization. And some people may say, wow, for-profit, but every bit of the money that we raise through sponsorship and everything, it's put back into the programs that we want to have. And if you're a basketball fan, I know you saw an iHoops commercial during the NBA season and also during the NCAA season, because the screens were inundated with those iHoops commercials. And so right now, you know, sometimes we say the perception is bigger than reality, but it's here to stay. And our current CEO, Lynn Elmore, the first CEO was Kevin Weiberg, who went on and took another position as the chief operating officer of the Pac-10. But now our CEO is NBA great and former legend, and now an ESPN analyst, CBS analyst, Lynn Elmore. He's the chief operating officer of iHoops. So that's kind of, you know, in a nutshell, how the program came about. And those two entities getting together and wanting to make a difference in the marketplace of youth basketball.
Okay. And Duke, what are some of the features that I'll find on iHoops?
Some features that you'll find on, I know what you're trying to get to, Mr. Scott, and I'm going to get to that point. But some features that you can find on the iHoops website, we have a plethora of features. You can find out tips on, if you're a coach, you can find out some coaching strategies or some coaching tips on how to coach young athletes in the game of basketball. Also, if you're a player, you can find out some fundamental aspects of the game and fundamental tips or fundamental training throughout the game of basketball. There are some videos on there from NBA players and how they train and how they try to reach their maximum peak of performance. You also, as a parent, you can go on there and find out information about dealing with the young man throughout the scholastic year and also through junior high school. You can also get some parenting tips. You can get some coaching tips, playing tips. You can also find out more information about the first team program. And then we also have a community on the iHoops website. It's a little bit something like a Facebook or like a MySpace, in which you can go to the community and you can join discussions. You could talk about, you know, whatever you want to talk about as far as basketball is concerned in the community. You can find out recruiting information. One more time.
Don't forget the classroom.
Got the classroom. You can find out information on recruiting within the NCAA, with the NCAA eligibility, and you can go on there, and it kind of leads you to navigating the recruiting and some of the questions that you may have or concerns that you may have within the recruiting, and give you some information to get in touch with the NCAA and the Eligibility Center for young men or young women that are playing sports, not only for basketball but for any sport. You can find out some information there. And I believe Mr. Scott, he's trying to get me to talk about a section within the community. It's a section within the community, which is in the same section as for the parents and for the coaches and for the recruiting and college information. I do have to say one thing before I get there. iHoops is on the rise on Facebook, 54,000 fans. We have reached that goal or reached that plateau very quickly. I believe we have more fans than some of the bigger websites that are out there. So I have to give a shout-out to my man, Matt Bortz, who's in charge of our website and everything. So good job for pushing Facebook or pushing iHoops on Facebook, Matt. But, Mr. Scott, I think you said something about a diary. I'll say there is a blog section on the iHoops website, and there's one section called Duke's Diary, and that would be myself. I don't know what questions you have about it, Mr. Scott. I'll let you ask the questions and I'll answer them. But there is a section of, you know, it's just kind of it's a kind of peek into my life and try to help young men or young women or whoever it may be, parents or whatever, section of the blog. So.
No, I didn't have no particular question. I just wanted to let the folks know that they have the opportunity to read some of that good information that's up there on the blog. On the Duke's Diary.
I know if you had questions, but Duke's Diary is something I have to say. I always call him my, you know, like big brother, Mr. Greg Turner, even though he's been my boss for the past 8 years. But he came up with the concept one day. We were, you know, we travel a lot, and he said, Duke, you know, why don't we come up with a section? It started from a newsletter in which we send out. Quarterly, we used to send out quarterly to the members in the program to try to motivate them and encourage them to do well and just try to peek into their lives about what may be going on in their life. And so I decided, you know what, what's a better way to relate to a young man and just tell them a little bit about my life. And that way they understand, you know what, I may not be the only one going through this, or, you know, somebody else has went through this same situation, or, you know, it gives them an insight to believe that, you know what, Duke and Mr. Turner and everybody else on staff is pretty cool to talk to, because they live the same situation, same life situations that we do. So Mr. Turner came to me, and, you know, we came up with a few ideas, and before you know it, you know, it turned into Duke's Diary, and I began to write about I take a little part of my life, put it in Duke's Diary, and share it with the young men in the program. And once I came to iHoops, of course, I don't know how I got into that, but, you know, they said, Duke, you want a blog? Well, being one of the youngest guys on staff, I was, hey, I'll do it, you know. And so Duke's Diary is just something to read to let people know that, you know, you're not out there alone. Everybody has a basketball story, but everybody has a scrapbook, and you have to close that scrapbook one day, and you might as well share the information and knowledge that you do have on your own, because you never know how that information may touch a young man or a young lady's life. Or a parent's life to change their life and understand that, you know, you're not alone out there. So speaking of that, there'll be a new Duke's Diary going up soon, but you can go into Duke's Diary and read all about what's going on in his life. So.
Hey, now see, that's what I was trying to get. I was going to pull that out of you one way or other. Either I was going to talk you into it and you're going to pull it out, or I was going to wiggle it out of you somehow. But we were going to get that out. But see, that brings it home for a lot of young men. Just like you said, that brings it really home for them, to let them know that, hey, these guys are just like us. They're dealing with some of the same things that we possibly could be dealing with. And as a result, when we sit down and start having conversation, or when they start firing back questions, they know somebody's going to understand them, and they're going to be there. Somebody's going to be there for them. So that, you know, hey, that's an outstanding thing that you're doing, Duke, with that diary. I wasn't trying to put you on the spot with it. Not at all. Not at all. You know that wouldn't be something I would do. Oh man, gentlemen, we've been rocking and rolling. We've been talking for a good little while. We ain't done yet. No, not yet. By no means. We ain't done yet. I see a whole lot of callers out there, but I guess ain't nobody else have any questions for us. I see some callers coming from 804. I see callers coming from 678, area code 757, 440. Okay, all these calls, and no one has any questions. Okay, if no one else has any questions, I have maybe a few more for you gentlemen. Then I know y'all got to get to busy things, because am I asking the question correctly? Are one of you on the road tomorrow? Somebody on the road tomorrow? or y'all sitting still for a minute?
Well, we got somebody on the road. Jason. We do. Jason Singleton. He's on the road. He's actually down in Orlando, and he and I just gotten back from the LeBron's Skills Academy in Cleveland and the King James Classic, and I think Duke attended a big Adidas tournament that was here in Indianapolis. So sometimes we luck out every once in a while. A big event will come right here, as Duke like to call it, the Mecca of basketball, Indiana. So every once in a while we'll see a tournament here. So I'm not anywhere this particular weekend, but then we have Neil Doherty and Lynn Elmore, our CEO. They were down at the Peach Jam down in North Augusta, South Carolina. So we do have people out and about and on the road.
Mr. Scott?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm still on.
Oh, that's me, Greg.
Okay, we still there, gentlemen?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay, I thought I had a caller out there, so I had to go check it out. My producers, for whatever reason, he kind of like didn't make it up on the line today. Or if he's out there somewhere, he must be hiding. So I thought he'd been reading these calls for me, so I'm running a one-man show.
That's it. You're doing your thing, man.
Hey, I'm trying to. Oh, but hey, I definitely got a caller here, and I see his hand up in the air. Okay, caller, you're on the line. Area code 804. Do you have a question, sir?
I do.
Okay, identify yourself, and we can go with the question.
I'm Robert Vaughn, and I'm out of the Chesterfield area in near Richmond, Virginia. Uh-huh. And I work with a couple of the local programs around here, and I just wanted to know, Do you guys attend some of the different basketball camps as well as the tournaments? And if so, what are some of those camps you attend, and what are some of the tournaments?
Well, I could start off that answer, Greg. We do attend a lot of basketball tournaments across the country. Basketball camps, that's something that if we're invited to, we try to do what we can to get to that camp or that tournament. Once again, there's only five on staff. So, you know, we're spread in a lot of thin places every weekend. If I'm not mistaken, I believe we've been on the road since probably September, every weekend since September, or every week since September of last year. So basketball camps, if we're noted about a basketball camp and at the basketball camp and we're available to come to that basketball camp, then we try to do our best to get there. We try to go to a lot of events where there are a large group of kids from a lot of different places across the country. That way we're not just going to, you know, I say Indiana, or we're going to Illinois and it's just all Illinois kids. So we try to go to a tournament where there are a large group of kids from all over the country. That way.
Hey, Duke, let me slide in here real quick. We may get cut off. I didn't realize time had snuck up on us. We down to about 30 seconds before this thing shut down on us. But we're going to keep on talking. Hopefully everybody can stay up on the air. All right? And hopefully we can keep this dialogue going. All right. Did that answer your question there, Mr. Vaughn?
Yeah, sure it did. Thanks for your help.
Okay. All right, gentlemen. Looked like we had all our callers call in. I don't see any more questions out there, but I definitely thank y'all for calling in this evening. And
thank you for having us.
It's been great. It's been great. You know, we've been talking about this for a while, getting together and trying to do something, and now we have the platform to do it. And trust me, as time go on, you may hear me calling you later on down the line to answer some questions for some of the folks. And, you know, we keep this thing going because your program in itself, like I said, one of the best mentoring programs around the country, without a doubt. And I think it's all because of fine gentlemen like yourself that know how to handle our young men and know how to keep them motivated and keep them going as time goes on. So if you have anything that you can give to us in closing, that would be great.
This is Duke. I'll just sign out and say thank you for having me on the show tonight, Mr. Scott, and just encourage everybody to go to www.ihoops.com and check out our website. And if you're not a Facebook member, become a Facebook member and become a fan of iHoops. So help every young man that's trying to be helped along the way. And thank you very much.
Okay. And I thank you. Thank you for calling in. Anything, Mr. Turner?
Mr. Scott, thank you for having the both of us on. And I just want to wish you continued success with your Parents Coaching Parents program. And you keep doing your thing, man. You know you can count on us for anything that you may need along the way, man. And we are just ecstatic to be a part of your thoughts. And this is the brainchild that you've had for a while. And the platform is there. And we're happy to help out anytime.
Hey, I much appreciate it. Much appreciate it. So on that note, we're going to close out the Parents Culture Parent Network for this evening. And as always, I don't close without putting my man Keith Wright up on the line. Hey, this young man is doing this thing up there at Harvard University. Like I said, he's doing this thing. And like what he ends it with is the most powerful piece in the whole song, Making Smart Cool. Go ahead, Keith. Close out for us.
The game had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, let them hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Okay, my man, Mr. Keith Wright, he's making smart cool. And so that concludes another show of the Parent Culture Parent Network. We will be back up on the air on Tuesday for the athletes forum. Make sure if you're that athlete, whether or not you're kicking the soccer ball, whether or not you're throwing the football, whether or not you're playing basketball, we'll be back up on the air for the athletes forum Tuesday, 7 p.m., same bat time, same bat channel. Have a good evening from the Parents Culture Parent Network. We out.